קטע מספר 11 מתוך רבש ג' עניין אור חוזר.
We'll read excerpt 11.
שהתחתון לא רואה שום גדלות בעליון, אז אין אפילו קטנות לתחתון.
When the lower one sees no gadlut in the upper one, there is not even a katnut for the lower one. This means that a chop of the upper one, meaning the greatness of the upper one, lies in this the infancy of the lower one, which means that there is not yet katnut for the lower one, but only when the lower one sees that the upper one has risen, then by that the lower one too receives the aspect of katnut. Before that, however, he doesn't even have katnut.
A point, it's only a point. Katnut in the upper one, as we just learned from part 15. If Chabad, Chagat of vessels, Chagat Nei of lights, then where is the Malchut? The point of Chazeh of Zaranpin. Meaning, there's a point, only. If the upper one developed is Achab, then to the extent it discovers the Achab, you have Katnut in the lower one. The Malchut from a point grows to Gulgalta Venaim. Next.
Therefore, it turns out that the lower one must first have faith that there is an upper one in reality. And he doesn't see, doesn't feel the upper one, because the lower one does not see the greatness of the upper one. This is called Shekhinah in exile. Meaning that the Shekhinah is for him as dust, and he does not feel that there is more than the waste, the taste of dust in the upper Achab. And when the Achab of the upper one has ascended, the lower one also ascends and begins to attain the feeling of godliness. This depends on the measure that it pains him that he sees the faults of the upper one. Thus, to that extent, the upper one becomes ascended in him. It follows that this is a correction for the purpose of the lower one.
Questions? Again.
לא הבנתי איך רואים חסרונות בעליון.
I didn't understand how to see deficiencies in the upper one.
You never discover the upper one. You discover oneself. I don't see anyone. I see everyone in myself. Therefore, if I'm as a point, the upper one is in katnut. I'm as a point, then I see myself as a point, my whole world as a point. A point meaning I'm only looking inside myself. Before that, there is a complete absence of existence. A point is already a form of existence, like Ibur, a conception in the upper one.
I didn't understand. This is the place where I restrict myself?
The upper one is called Zaranpin. It has katnut, smallness. I am the Malchut, who is located at the end of Zaranpin, in its point of Chazeh, in Tiferet. And I am there as a point. And this point is my whole world, meaning I see only myself. If Zaranpin will now start to grow its Achab, its Tanhi, then I, the moment begins to extend its Tanhi to add, to reveal these vessels, I take the place of these vessels, because I was in its Chazeh, and now he's continuing, he's extending his vessels below, and I'm in it, and I also discover his Achab that is now growing, then it means that suddenly the upper one appears for me, comes out of exile. Before that, I have to feel that he's in exile, and exile means that I have no vessels, I have no chasadim. So I begin to pray, I begin to turn to the upper one, I want to have chasadim. And then he begins to grow, and to that extent, I begin to see that there is an upper one, and that he is growing.
So basically, if we look at the work in the group, in the ten, by increasing the friends, these are the works.
With what means? Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I have to see myself as a point in the group, and the group is in Katnut. And then I am in a point. To the extent I grow it, I increase it, I receive vessels.
If possible, where is Adam HaRishon? When does he emerge? What part of the picture?
Adam HaRishon is a system. It's a system. And we are in it. That's it. No, let's put it this way. Can you imagine only 1/10 existing in reality? This is Adam HaRishon. What's in that 10? 9 friends, 9 first Sfirot, and I, the Malchut. All of this is called Adam HaRishon. There's nothing other than that. That's it. You can ask, where is Abba Ve'ima, Rechan Pin, again, this all develops according to the development of Malchut, when it begins to discover that there is something before it. But that's only what, according to what it discovers. If it doesn't reveal anything, it does not exist. We only speak according to the one who attains.
Rav, Zeranpin is all about bestowal, right?
Yes.
So how could it be that Zeranpin, which is all bestowing, descends to the Nukva, which is all reception, and the quality of bestowal in her descent towards the Nukva becomes a deficiency?
What state you're talking about?
The state you talked before, that the Zeranpin descends.
It develops as a chab.
So what does it mean to develop as a chab?
It receives powers, forces from above. These forces give him the ability to develop the vessels of reception in order to bestow. His vessels of reception are below the Tiferet. Tanhim, Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Malchut. And then, to the extent that it receives these forces from above, it can open up these vessels of reception. These vessels of reception, these Tanhi Malchut, clothe on that, and then the Malchut can also receive these vessels, Tanhim of Zeranpin, and build from them 10 Sfirot. She can even grow until it reaches an equal level with him, from the Keter of Zeranpin, to such an extent that she wants to suckle from Ima, just like Zeranpin, equally, not through him.
In one Keter, like we learned.
Yeah, we need to get used to all of this, to get into it, so it will feel familiar, get confused, and then scrutinize it more. And that's how it works.
But the question is whether Malchut in her deficiency awakens Zeranpin to turn higher.
After it exists, rather, once it exists, it begins to raise man.
What does it mean after she exists?
Well, first it has to exist. If it is one black point, it can do nothing. It's as if it doesn't exist in spirituality.
Raising one itself is her existence.
When she exists, she is awakened, she begins to raise man.
Another thing, if I can, about what we just read. What does it mean? I can remember the direct words. What does it mean that first one has to believe that there is someone, that the Creator exists, something like that? Can't remember the text. But it awakened a question in me.
We begin from a state where we have no contact with the Creator. I can't see, I can't feel, I can't discover the Upper One from a state of complete disconnection.
He writes the faith to believe that there it's not like we say bestowal, it just means to believe. That one has to believe that there is an Upper One in reality, and he doesn't see it because he doesn't feel the greatness of the Upper One.
Yeah, this is called belief in the sages, faith in the sages. That the sages came and said, there's an Upper One, and we have to work with him. What is that? Maimonides writes about it. I'm bum. That's it?
What? No.
What does it mean?
If there's no ten sefirot, there's no reality. There isn't one who feels, who senses. In order for the light to build a vessel for itself, it builds it in 10 stages. And only the last stage comes to such a quality with which it can discover the light as a root for itself. Where do we learn this from? Four phases of direct light.
What? Ken?
How in every state in our life to see the ten sefirot, or at least try?
No, you can't. You have no vessels for it. You have no vessels. They give you vessels that you have to develop. These vessels are your ten. Please, open, develop them. Develop with them. Those ten sefirot. Ten forms of integration with the bestower. Who is the bestower? Your group. If you see it as connected with the Creator, with your efforts, as much as you're capable, then gradually you'll receive an impression from them. Different impressions will impress your will to receive, and they will build inside your will to receive 10 impressions, 10 sefirot. Why sefirot? Because they will be bestowing already.
Yeah, it's clear, but still, we say that sometimes, you know, the minimum of the many is two. So how do you begin to see this mechanism in two friends?
Start to see, and you'll see that that it's possible. What appears to us as 10 is only to make the work a little easier.
It's a question that awakened in Tess before when we talked about the point of Malchut. I understand that in spirituality there is a state and everything exists. And here we're going through a process. I'm trying to understand, if we have to go through correction, then why, what is the root for instance, the fact that a person lives, is born, lives, and dies? Now, what's the reason for this cycles?
It's a result of the spiritual process. That's as a result of which it happens in corporeality. There's a birth, a life, and a death. The departure of the Patsuf. The birth of the Patsuf until it reaches through Ibu in Kamuchin, and finally concluding its role, it gets purified, and in its place comes a new Partsuf. There is nothing to be to feel sorry for, believe me. Oh, these two. One short question.
How do we pass from the greatness of the friends to the greatness of the Creator?
This happens by itself, because inside the Creator is inside the friends. Or as Rabash says, behind every friend stands the Creator. So, if you relate to them as great, artificially, they're not great, but you relate to them this way, you treat them this way, you consider them, appreciate them, you raise them, then you begin to discover the Creator through them. You receive such an impression gradually.
He uses a lot here, divinity in exile.
Shechinta.
Yeah, I want to ask you, in what state are we?
Shechinta Begaluta, divinity in exile is a high spiritual degree where you feel that before you, that you are in exile. What does it mean in exile? I'll tell you that you are inside the Creator with the group and everything, and you're unable to bestow. You have no force of bestowal. This is called Shechinta Begaluta, divinity in exile.
We as
and then you lament it. This is called the sorrow of the exile. Exile from the force of bestowal.
Clear. We, Bnei Ba'uch, all over the world, are we in divinity or in exile or not?
Ask yourself. I don't know what you feel sorry about.
What I'm sorry about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm good.
I don't know, maybe because you didn't fly to somewhere to rest instead of sitting here.
Well, I want to tell you that this Rosh Hashanah, it's just, it's amazing. First of all, I brought my wife, if you don't know, that I brought my wife, my daughter, here. That's a success on my part. And she
nice.
Was really excited.
She's not going to come again?
Yeah, she comes. I have to go an hour before to go bring her.
You have to come down hard on him during the meal.
Yeah, so I'm asking myself, the world, what state is it in? What state is the world in?
The world is in the correct state for correction according to your degree. Because the world has no shape of its own. The shape that is suitable for correction by you.
But I know we have no connection with the Creator, so...
What you see what is suitable for you in order for you to correct yourself, and by that you will see that the world is already corrected.
When you say that exile is a spiritual state, what is that?
What did they tell you is divinity in exile?
It's a spiritual state, disconnection from the Creator.
No.
No power to bestow.
Oh. Yeah, clear? You are in a state where you feel sorry for not having the strength to bestow. Just as if you're lacking money. Right? You're missing money always, right? So, you're truly lacking it. It's constantly in shortage. I want to bestow and I can't. This is the meaning of divinity in exile.
So what does it help me?
This sorrow is prayer. It requires help. Let him reveal himself. What will be revealed? The force of bestowal. If I will now receive the force of bestowal that I'm bestowing, I'm loving, I came out of exile. What are you looking at me for? This is according to the definitions.
This is okay, you meant me, but what does it help me, the fact that I know that, what does it help me?
You have something to aspire to come to see before you. Gradually, even if you don't want it, you're being integrated with these concepts, you begin to understand what it is. You now understand how come Abraham was happy when the Creator promised to put his sons in Egypt. Why was he so content? They would need to come out of exile. They would feel that good, pleasant taste. Oh, look at this Pharaoh, such a nice guy. Meaning, they receive pleasure from the society and everything. Later, it becomes worse and worse and worse. It begins to feel sorry for what? The things got worse? No. Gradually, he comes to a state where he's not sorry about the sorrow that he feels, rather the source of the sorrow, the lack of chasadim.
This is called lolishma?
Yes. This state is called lolishma. Not for her sake. But we want to come to lishma for her sake. We want to acquire a screen, a masach, that will give them the ability to truly want to bestow. And then according to the desire to bestow, we pray, we agree to receive the reforming light, the force of bestowal. There are stages in the reception of Torah. But the state of exile is a state. Yeah, you see? Israelis that feel that they're... You see any Israeli that feels himself in exile? Where? And this is... We're still in a good state. Just wait how bad it's going to be. Okay.
I heard about 2 hours ago you told Yochai that the Ubal agrees, the embryo agrees with every state that happens.
First of all, we have to understand one thing. Well, listen to the principle. If I want to be in spirituality, I want to be a point. Only. I personally want to be a point. Completely canceled, annulled before everything. What is the development beyond the point? I agree to take upon myself to develop beyond the point, because by that I can bestow, I give, I participate, I contribute for myself. I for myself remain as a point. Always. I can go through the entire ladder and reach the very top of the ladder. I remain a point. The upper nine assemble? Yes. What is the upper nine? The vessels of bestowal, by which I only bestow, I only give. By myself, I'm a point. I identify with the point.
So yeah, the question, can that point agree, say, not to pray for the friends, not to feel their deficiency, not to demand the greatness of the Creator?
Yeah. It's still in such a degree of development, it doesn't imagine this third self. It's not lacking anything.
Is there something that the embryo must not agree with? That it has to, like, not to demand the greatness of the Creator, that it has no desire to bestow? Does it agree with that?
The smallest point is the point that demands nothing for itself, and the Creator may do whatever He wants with it. That's it. Annulment. Bitul. Okay? Yes.
But we say that demanding the greatness of the Creator is a must.
If you need Him in order to annul yourself, please, of course. But what do you want out of it? I want to annul myself. And other than that, to bestow to everyone, from my point, everything outwardly.
And what's the difference between the point and katnut? It's not the same thing.
No, katnut is already after I attach to myself many desires and I use them in order to bestow. I already give out. I can give contentment or something. I'm not receiving, but I'm bestowing. It's called bestow in order to bestow.
But still I remain with a point.
I'm a point by myself. Until the end of correction, nothing changes about it.
And what is this quality called nekuda, point? What characterizes it?
That I don't exist for myself. And then I'm in everything.
כן.
ואומרים שהאחיזה בעולם הזה עד ל...
It says that the grasp in this world, you know, until a very thin line that you want to just keep your foothold in this world, even a little, until it disappears or until the light comes and replaces that desire to 100% bestow.
We don't determine those things, how much I have to hold on to this world or not. It's not on me to decide. It's not important to me. I want to belong to spirituality with the force of bestowal that I'll have as much as possible that I can, as much of that force that I can have through connection in the group. And I don't want to decide anything more. To stay a little bit in this world or to not stay, what will it give me? If I will determine the states, do I know anything that has to be this way or that way? No. The important thing is actually to let go of everything. You have to take care of corporeality because you need to provide for yourself, for your family, whatever is needed. Necessity. But in spirituality, you must be devoted and that's it. Meaning, every desire should be devoted. The soul devotion.
But it feels like I'm always going to have this desire for...
Which? Soul devotion?
No, to not be devoted.
I didn't get it.
Meaning not to be devoted. I'll always have this desire to somewhat not be in that.
And this is help that you're getting. You're getting a highly developed, an increasingly developing ego, so you'll have a place to work, because you can only acquire spirituality in this way. Okay? No, let's continue a little bit.
Excerpt 12 from, this is from, Bashbet, what is the few among the nations? The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work, and it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet, he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king.
The creator is the spirit that appears inside the society, inside the ten. There's no other place, and there's nothing other than that. Meaning that light that I discover inside the first nine, to whom I'm a malchut, is called the creator. And all these qualities that I discover, seemingly the friends, those are the components, the first nine. That's how I grasp him. How much I can belong to this mechanism, to these upper nine, first nine. The work is mainly in this place, mainly, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. What does it mean the Creator will enjoy his work? That I bestow to the ten, and I want to give them everything. And I turn to the Creator. Who's the Creator? The sum total that exists in the ten, nothing outside of it. Inside the ten, I dwell among my people. There's nowhere else to go. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels in this work, that he prays and wants everything for them, meaning the work that he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that the Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust. There's no greatness of the king, but he performs such actions as if the creator occupies the whole world. That is, he does not feel any importance in the creator, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet, he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. Seemingly, as though. How would I behave then? The effort between the desired and the present state is very important. If I don't have the strength to be in this way, I have to turn to the environment, and the environment has to provide to me the greatness of the Creator, regardless of whether it has it or not. Rather, it must provide me such a sensation. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys. According to the environment, I feel that I work for the important upper one, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king, rather to receive this feeling, this impression from the environment. Meaning everything starts and ends between us in the ten. Is that clear? So the creator is inside the ten. I turn to the ten. Together with them, we grow the creator that's between us. Although we don't discover him, but through the bestowal of the environment on each and every one, the influence, we get a force then to bestow to one another, as if the creator is inside of us and is great. And it develops in us the vessels of bestowal, and that's how we advance. We don't understand because we don't try to do it. And it's written how to do it. We don't want to do it. But it's written. You lack nothing. You have a ten, yes. You understand that you have to talk to them about the greatness of the Creator all the time? Yes. Only about that? Yes. Yes. Do we talk about it? No. Why? How come? There's nothing more to talk about. There's nothing. Only about that. Okay?